BJ and Jamie.
I am excited. Thanksgiving's coming up this week, and the holidays are here. I still haven't done anything as far as, you know, getting a tree out. You know, Lisa's been out of town. I could have easily, you know, strung some lights, but whatever.
Yeah, that's all right.
I didn't get there yet.
Okay. No, I think that's fine.
Have you done that yet?
No.
No.
And I'm not sure if I'm going to do a tree this year. I think I am, obviously, but I'm just kind of procrastinating.
Why aren't you going to do a tree?
Well, because there's so much stuff in my house right now. Because with Shayna's fashion, her fashion shows, and with all our crafts and everything, our house is just set up really nice right now. And to put a tree in there would feel like we're really packing it in. And I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I have a head tree right now that we have that displays all of our masks and our hats. And I thought about just decorating that.
Okay.
Maybe putting a star on the top.
All right, Scrooge.
I just don't know.
Not a problem.
I just don't know.
All right, producer Scrooge. No tree.
Of course, I'm going to get out my tree.
I've actually done, let's see, a couple of years ago, we didn't do a tree. And and the family wasn't happy.
No.
They thought that we were just being, lazy.
Really?
It was the bottom line. Yeah, lazy.
Judgers.
And I was. But the next year I did a tree and it stayed up till June. So I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know if I want a tree till June again this year.
And how did they feel about that? Were they upset that it was up so long?
They never came over.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, you can't win.
After the year of no tree, they stopped coming.
maybe
it was great.
Maybe it was smart.
It worked out.
Yeah, maybe that was smart.
Yeah, so I'm on the fence, too. Now, we're going to have to put up a tree because of the baby.
Of course, you got to have a tree because of the baby.
Baby's got to see a tree.
It's baby's first Christmas.
Oh, how about those Broncos yesterday.
Yay!
Wow, what a win, huh?
Yes.
That was crazy.
That was nice.
I didn't think we had a snowball's chance, and you know what?
I gave up on it.
I did too.
And then all of a sudden, I hear that we win.
I fell asleep.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they put me to sleep. I think I fell asleep around the second quarter, and then I woke up, and it was the third quarter, and we were behind. And we went behind quickly, 22-7 or something.
Yeah.
And I thought it was over at that point. So I started doing other stuff. And next thing I know, we've got a chance to win this darn thing. Pulled it out.
Yep. I gave up at halftime.
Unbelievable. What a game. All right. We are the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Heard from Jamie this morning?
Not yet.
I wonder how her weekend was. I'm worried about her.
She was up late putting up her tree. She is the one that got her tree up this weekend.
Wait a minute. I thought she already had a tree up.
Well, no. I mean finishing it all. Finishing all the decorations.
Yeah, I thought Hot and Handy came over and made the tree.
They stood it up on, Thursday night, but then over the weekend, man, it got the full load.
Oh, okay. So it's all macked out now.
Yeah, so she's going to come in bragging that she's got all hers done.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, well, get ready.
I don't want to hear it. As we get started on this Monday morning, everybody excited because I saw an email over the weekend. I think I saw one. The office is here closed like at midday on Wednesday.
Yeah,
so
I saw that.
It's really like a 2.5-dayer.
Right, yeah, I saw
for most people.
Yeah, not for us.
Not for us. No. We have to work.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.